Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Education Celebrity Show on the Total Education Network. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. And I'm just so excited to be promoting the Super Bowl, and it's because of good friends like Chrissy Carew over at Insightful Player, and now a good friend of mine. And I said, hey, I really want to promote your events, and you're doing such great things over at Pro Player Insider. So I want to welcome the program, Melissa Mahler from Pro Player Insider. You're the co-founder and editor. Melissa, thanks for calling.
Thank you. And Neil, thanks for having all of us on. As you know, Super Bowl is like one of the biggest events that we all look forward to. And I've had the great pleasure of connecting with Theodore from Creative Edge. And he's put together a fabulous event. I'm going to let him tell you about that. And he's brought some guests today that are just very interesting from both the sports and the fashion world to tell us what's going to happen at the event. So, Theodore, I want to turn that over to you and let you talk about what you're doing and how you came up with the event and introduce the people that you've brought with you today.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Neil, for having us, and thank you to Melissa for just your continued support with Pro Players Insiders. I'm Theodore Palmer, and the CEO of Creative Edge Public Relations, and we relate publicly as a firm out of San Francisco and New York, for primarily NFL clients. And about 6 years ago, we just had a vision to create a space where all of our client lists can come into one atmosphere and kind of celebrate with one another. And we thought that with music and fashion and being super amazing with each other, we'd do a fashion show. And here we are, 7 years, our seventh production. We're producing this show the Thursday kicking off Super Bowl weekend at Maserati of Manhattan, and it's titled Where Music Meets Couture. Where it's just a chance for my clients and for our constituents, for their sponsors, and for people who relate and also have an interest in the industry to join hands with each other in a celebratory fashion and kind of promote fashion, sports, and music. And today we have our featured designer kind of joining us on this interview, Edwin D'Angelo out of Columbia, and by the way of Harlem, who is just an amazing couture designer and one of the most emerging designers in the world at the moment. And along with Edwin, we have Lewis Murphy, who is the wide receiver for the New York Giants. And yeah, and so we have them on the air with us right now.
All right.
Yep, glad to be up. What he's doing.
Well, fantastic. I'm excited to talk to all of you. And Theodore, tell me specifically, I guess, how the event's running and if people want to still be involved in it and attend the event in New York.
Well, the event is Thursday, January the 30th. The VIP reception starts at 6, and general admission starts at 7. People can purchase tickets by visiting my website at creativeedgepr.com. Currently, we have confirmed about 13 current NFL players walking the runway. They're walking, and they're wearing Edwin's clothes, so Edwin can kind of give you his insights on that. And we have 5 designers. We have just an amazing list of talent joining hands with us as well. We have Fabulous. We have Maze. We have Nicole Murphy. We have a lot of people engaging, embracing us, and celebrating with us. And then the thing about it, though, that's really a big part in the core of what I do as a professional, that a great portion of these proceeds benefit my client who plays for the New York Jets, David Nelson, and his charity called iMe. And you can learn more about his foundation and what he's doing to try to save orphan communities at iMe.org.
All right. I think that definitely our listeners will check that out. And Melissa, what made you want to get involved in this whole event? What kind of wanted to help out David and all the great things that are going on at this event in New York? Is it one reason because it was in New York, or is there more other do you have other reasons as well, Melissa?
Well, just looking at what Theodore has done before, the types of events that he's put together are just very exciting. And one of the things that we try to focus on is tying players and community and giving back together. We've done a lot of work with the International Medical Corps that has done work in Haiti, and in particular the charity that David's involved with and working in helping orphans in that as well. They just seem like a perfect marriage to be involved with and help promote. And on the more frivolous side, I am a huge fan of fashion, and it just looks really exciting. And some of the designers that will be featured at the event, you know, have really unique, cutting-edge clothing, and so I think it'll be fun and giving back at the same time.
Well, I definitely think it's going to be fun and giving back at the same time, and I think the excitement that definitely Lewis must be showing also into being involved in this event is for the Super Bowl to be in New York and to be part of this fashion show and representing the New York Giants and being the Super Bowl this year. It must be pretty cool for you, isn't it, Lewis?
Oh, man, it's awesome, man. It's definitely a great opportunity to give back. When it was brought to my attention that David was doing this fashion show to raise money for kids in Haiti, man, there was no lag in response. I told Teddy and I told David, you know, I'm all for it. As long as, you know, we help and benefit kids and help, you know, over in Haiti, I was all for it, man. And I just think it's a great cause and what they're doing. And just looking forward to having fun, you know, at the festivities for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's very different, and in a lot of ways, to pick a fashion show that's perfect for New York City, and it's perfect the different events that Melissa's planning as well in this process. Because how cool is it? I think it is the most amazing thing to have a cold weather Super Bowl, and Evan, to be involved in this whole process and to have your designs featured, it must be really cool as well, and especially the Harlem background in it being in New York.
Yes, I am very honored to be part of this event. I think it's natural that the Super Bowl being held in New York City, and New York City being the capital of fashion, that one of the shows or the peripheral shows around the Super Bowl will be a fashion show. So I am looking forward to be part of this event. I am honored again to be part of it, and I look forward to impress you all with what I have. I have already dressed a couple of NFL pro athletes before, so it's a challenge, but it's a one that I'm willing to take, and I can't wait to see what the outcome might be.
So what types of designs are we going to be looking for at the fashion show?
Well, I do both men and women, and I have dressed celebrities like Tyra Banks, Wendy Williams, and Patti LaBelle, and I'm exploring now with men, and this is an opportunity for me to see, you know, my alter ego, which is a pro athlete on the runway, wearing my designs. So I look forward to dress guys in a very elegant way, eclectic, but yet wearable. I'm putting some suits. I'm putting some cool stuff that you will wear off the field. And the ladies are looking forward to be dressed up in cocktail dresses, evening gowns, and amazing day wear.
Now, Theodore, promoting this event, it's got to be really crazy with the Super Bowl and all the activities and how New York is buzzing more than ever, for sure, this week coming up, isn't it?
Well, it is a lot of work, Bill. But, you know, the thing about it is it really hit me about 3 years ago when I was working with my client in San Francisco, Vernon Davis. And one day he came home from practice, and he was like, "Dante, I'm tired. I just can't do anything." And I was like, wow, it just really hit me that these guys go through this rigorous physical activities on a day-to-day basis. They had to go home to all these life issues and these life problems. They have to try to be stakeholders in the community and keep these great fronts when a lot of their upbringings and a lot of their situations did not prepare them for this type of status and this type of presence. So for me as a publicist, as a firm, our core is to not only relate publicly for these guys, but also provide some type of atmosphere that they're able to celebrate their successes and be able to get support for some of their failures and be able to feel as a whole and complete individual. We're just all about empowerment. We're all about giving back. We're all about seeing people stand on their own 2 feet. And because I ran these streets and I model in New York and I had all these great contacts and experience, that's like, why not do it during Super Bowl? You know, and doing it during a time where fashion is kicking off for Fashion Week and all of my clients are in one space, you know. And so to me, it just made total sense. So yes, planning has been it's been immense. As an understatement, it's been a lot of work, but it's been well worth it because I think my clients deserve the very best.
Yeah, and they definitely are. Go ahead, Melissa.
I have to say, and just working with you and being able to support you in this project, it's been fabulous. You've been calm through the whole thing, and I think just the class that's been put together and just how you've built the whole thing, I'm very excited. And you think outside the box, which is a gift in this area to put all these things together.
I also want to add that that just being part of such an amazing charity like the AMI organization by David Nelson, where he's supporting all these orphans in Haiti, I just think it's amazing that Haiti has put together this event to benefit such a great cause.
Well, that's definitely our listeners in the New York area and all over the country that can drive out, especially to be part of this event. Definitely, it's worth it, and to donate to David's charity, because you're right, that it's such a great cause, and cause-driven things get people going, especially, I'm sure, Theodore, you see that in a lot of times, that when you started picking up the phone and calling your clients and picking up the phone and calling a lot of people that you know in New York, they were ready to and willing to help out any way they could, especially when they knew it would help benefit David's foundation. Is that correct, Theodore?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, one of the things that I have found, though, as a publicist, is that a lot of people are willing to help my professional athlete clients to do whatever, because they like that space of being around an athlete. They like that space of being around that energy or whatever. But what I really try to do, really as a professional and as a human being, is to be there for them, you know, to try to say, listen, you have someone that's going to help you feel empowered, to make you a whole, complete individual, to make you be able to stand on your own feet, because one day you're not going to be able to play that football game anymore, you know. And it is very important for you to give back and to be stakeholders in the community and be a family man and to be professional in business and to just be a whole individual. So that's really what I try to instill into my clients. That's why I don't work with a bunch of them. I work with a very select few so that I'm able to really spend time on a day-to-day basis to making sure that we're cultivating individuals and making stakeholders in the community. And as we're doing that together, we're changing so many groups and lives, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And that's great when you look at life after football, Theodore. And Lewis, I think that's why you really connect with Theodore and the rest of the clients, is that they're not just looking at your career in the NFL. They're looking at afterwards. How can you really benefit this community after you hang up your cleats? Right, Lewis?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what, you know, what attracted me to Teddy, through a mutual friend, a mentor, Tim Carter, that played 7 years in the NFL from Auburn University. And that's how I got introduced to Teddy. And with my nonprofit is First Downs for Life. It's firstdownsfl.org. And we do a lot of stuff in our community. Back, I'm from the St. Petersburg area. I went to the University of Florida. I played college football with David Nelson at the University of Florida. And that's what Teddy's helping me too with my nonprofit and giving back to the community. I will do an annual football camp and a charity basketball game every year that funds after schooling programs. You know, funds after school programs is from anywhere from playing instruments to ACT tutoring, SAT tutoring, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, college tours. All that from First Downs for Life funds all those programs and gives kids opportunities to go to college and to go on college tours and not focus on football. That's what you're saying, like after football. If, like I tell when I go speak to schools and speak to kids, is don't just worry about sports and being an alum. Like, there's other things you can do, playing instruments, fashion, you know, for girls, you know, choreography. You're going to be a dancer, you're going to be a choreographer. There's so many other avenues to be successful in this game of life. And that's what, you know, makes, you know, working with Teddy and working with David and helping him, man, brings joy to my heart, because I know that football isn't going to last forever. You know, the NFL stands for not for long. And just, you know, this weekend and giving back and when Dave asked me to help, man, I was just all for it, because I know he would do it for me. And that's just the tight-knit family that we have. And Teddy just does a great job of just bringing out what we do off the field and highlighting our positives instead of our negatives.
So how does it feel that you're going to be in a fashion show, Lewis? Are you a fashion connoisseur?
This is new for me. This is new for me.
I'll be there to assist them. Don't worry about it. I'll be there to give them moral support.
This is new for me. But I said, you know, just because I know how high character and how much of a stand up guy David is, you know, I would do it for him, and I know that it's a great cause. And so I'm just excited to be a part of it and actually to, you know, to model. I've never done it before, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Modeling, and then I'm sure you're going to learn tips from the best, especially Mr. D'Angelo. And what would you think? What do you think Lewis is going to look best in? Have you decided on what you're going to outfit him in?
I think I have a 3-piece suit for him that he was going to look amazing. It's a beautiful wine color, kind of like Oscar wore for the Golden Globes. So he's going to look brilliant in that. And Melissa, I may have an outfit for you as well, so make sure that you see me before the show.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
You must be very excited. And by the way,
I'm very thankful to you, Neil, and Melissa for having me, by the way. I didn't say that at the beginning.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, just this thanks. Is it's small
just
talk.
Thanks for having me. Likewise.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And how would you outfit me? I'm 6'10", 280 pounds.
That's all we have, Neil. Come on. I think we're doing a last minute for the players that are coming at, on Wednesday. We're doing a fitting that day, so might as well you show up and we have something for you as well.
Well, my wife won't let me do that. I just had my fifth, and I'm stuck in the house taking care of the family, so it won't happen. I heard the Super Bowl was in New York, said, oh, we're really close being in Pittsburgh, but it just didn't work out. So, you know, but hey, and my favorite team, the Broncos, next to the Steelers, are in the Super Bowl, but but it's an exciting time, and I'm so glad to be able to cover this, and I want to thank Melissa as well. But Theodore, where can our listeners find information on this and purchase tickets or even donate to David's Foundation or Lewis's Foundation? Where's the best place they can go?
Oh, well, absolutely. Lewis is going to give his Lewis gave his First Down for Life. Yeah. Lewis, give him your foundation.
Yeah. It's First Down, spelled out FIRSTDOWNSFL.org. FirstDownsFL.org. And you can just go on the website. It's user-friendly, iPhone-friendly, smartphone-friendly. So, just go on there, and we got events coming up, and whatever you need, whatever info you need, you can pull off of there.
Right. There's always different ways to diversify getting the revenue. And then for this fashion show, people can go to Creative Edge PR, the CreativeEdge. PR.com, and just click the ticket link. We have amazing partnerships with hotels and with concierge services and transportation services and tickets for the fashion show. And then you just say, listen, I can't make it to New York, and I want to support your guest David Nelson and IME in the orphan community. You can simply go to IME.org, and that's IMSNMaryEgger.org.
And Melissa, where can we find more information?
You can go to ProPlayerInsiders.com, and our social media and our stories about all the wonderful players and the events coming up. You can take a look there.
All right. Well, fantastic, guys. Best of luck. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And maybe some other time I'll get my opportunity to be outfitted in one of the great fashion show events. Melissa will have to tell me earlier and invite me next time, and I would have maybe been able to go. But I hope our listeners out there can definitely help out, or if they can attend the event. So best of luck to all of you, and thanks again for calling.
Yeah, thanks enough for having us.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right, you're listening to the Total Education Celebrity Show powered by the Pro Player Insider Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Education Celebrity Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, to find out more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook. And we're powered today by the Pro Player Insiders, and I'm so excited. This is the second event we've promoted this week going into the Super Bowl. So I want to first welcome the program Melissa Mahler, the co-founder and editor of Pro Player Insiders. Melissa, I'm so glad you're calling again, and we had such a good time in our last conversation. It's great to have you back on.
I guess we're going to be family after this. You'll be over for dinner, and maybe Dennis can make some wine suggestions for us. So.
Well, he better educate me on wine. That's one thing my wife gets on me about is you're not a wine connoisseur. Well, maybe tonight we'll be able to be educated by that.
I hope so, and that's one of the things. We're so excited to team up with Dennis Bullock, and he put together with his team a great event. I actually took wine tasting in college. It was one of our elective classes, so I don't know nearly as much as Dennis, but I got credit for tasting wine on Wednesday night, 6 to 9, so I enjoyed that. And they're involved with some wonderful charities. It's obviously a Super Bowl, and they have great athletes that are going to be stopping by and jazz. And it's just a great way to be part of one of the biggest events, of the year, and to be giving back and having some fun, too. So I wanted just to say thank you, Dennis, for, asking us to be a partner with you in this, and look forward to trying some other great wines. And maybe you could share with us how you came up with the idea and a little bit about the wines and the champagnes that will be available at the event.
Oh, I couldn't miss this opportunity. I was very excited when I heard the Super Bowl was going to come to New Jersey. Being a Jersey boy, I got really excited, and I got my boss from Wine Academy. I'm one of the senior wine consultants here at Wine Academy, and I said to him, I said, we have to do something. And we hooked up with Hope for the Children Foundation, and so we said, let's bring out the best of the best. So what I did, I contacted all my suppliers, who really got jazzed up about this wine. And we created a VIP room, which where Dom Perignon is our top sponsor there. And we're pouring everything from Hennessy XO. We have a bartender doing mixed drinks at Belvedere. We have a DJ in the Dom Perignon Lounge. We're pouring scotch, various vintages of 18-year-old scotch from Glenmorangie. And also when I got together with my wine team from different suppliers, we're pouring Faustino, which is 1964, which is from Spain. We're pouring Joseph Phelps Insignia, which is one of the hailed of the best winemakers in Napa Valley. I brought on an Italian importer who produces a super Tuscan called Sassicaia. And we're doing just a great line of wines from Silver Oak. I can keep naming them on and on, but we have a huge lineup. And if you love champagne, Wolf Thicot is pouring everything in their lineup. Moet Chandon is pouring everything in their lineup. We teamed up with Hope for the Children in the hope to raise some really good funds for the children.
Well, I think that's fantastic, and it's so great to have you guys on the show. And I also know that we'll kind of introduce everyone that's involved in the event, and one of the other big people is Carrie Smalls. Carrie, thanks for calling, and give us a little bit more of an update of this big event coming up in New York.
Not a problem. So the event, it'll be all in New Jersey. It's just going to be a really great experience for people who want that luxury feel to do something really big, really major during the Super Bowl period, but also having a cause tagged behind it as well, where we offer the beneficiary and the collaborations with the nonprofits, Hope for Children Foundation being one of them, where they seek to give and donate, their proceeds that they raise back to less fortunate children or children with health issues who couldn't afford, maybe insurance otherwise. So that's very interesting as well. Also, another interesting facet about the event is that we also have collaborated with the Smile Design Gallery. They're not new, but relatively fresh on the scene in New York. They're founded by two dentists, Lee and Alex Gauss, but they're like celebrity dentists. So they've worked on like teeth from people like Beyonce to even Jay-Z, if you want to stretch that far, Alicia Keys. And what's interesting about them is that they're based around art. So Smile Design Gallery has extended their dental services into an art gallery where they collect and sell these paintings from Basquiat and Andy Warhol, and they sell them for over like thousands of dollars. Now, what's interesting about them is that they use all the money that's donated to them that's purchased in art sales. They match that in dental care for children who couldn't afford health coverage otherwise for dental care. they will be offering two pieces at our art auction as well for silent auction. They'll also be collaborating, and a portion of our proceeds will be going towards them as well as the Oprah Children Foundation. And it's just a great way to be involved with the community and also being involved with the NFL. We're going to have players ranging from Brian Jones, who's from the Saints, Lee Rousen, Giants. We're going to have Bob Crenshaw involved. He's also an American jazz bassist, so he's going to be doing like a live show there as well. And just it's just going to be a phenomenal event from our red carpet to our Don Perignon room, guests invited from, you know, A-list to people that cast on The Real Housewives of, you know, New Jersey who are now off-branching into events that suit ours. So we're just really excited moving forward.
Well, it seems like everyone is really excited. And Melissa, to be part of this, it must be really exciting, especially to help benefit a charity, but another huge event to really capitalize on the great experience of the Super Bowl coming to New Jersey, New York area, and for you to be part of this. I'm sure you're excited, Melissa, aren't you?
I am, and I love that Dennis pointed out that the Super Bowl's in New Jersey, because, you know, that's a big debate. And the media day on Tuesday is at the Prudential Center in New Jersey, and then the media center is in New York. So there's a big split that's going on, and both New Jersey and New York are interesting rivalry, but I think it's fun. So, Dennis, you can definitely know you're from New Jersey.
Well, I'll tell you guys one thing. We have they're not going to be able to match our VIP room with the DJ that we have in there, Kiana. It's going to be a really interesting twist to it, throwing some of those vibes.
And I also know we have on the line one of the NFL players, an NFL legend, a fantastic, when I saw him at the University of Pittsburgh play for the Vikings and had a superstar NFL career, Chris Dolman. Chris, thanks for calling as well. And how excited are you to be a part of this event?
Well, I'm extremely excited. This is an opportunity to come back to the New York area to represent you know, Dennis and the group and the charities that that they're trying to raise money for. I'm based here in Atlanta, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to serve, you know, across the country. You know, the Super Bowl is kind of the NFL's, you know, crown jewel. And to be a part of that, to be a part of, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, to come there and help raise money, you know, it makes you feel good. This is something that is always just been near and dear to my heart, for the simple fact that, you know, I have my own, you know, fundraising endeavors, and that's something that I do for a living for a number of different charities. So, you know, Hope for the Children is something that, you know, it touches home. We were all once a child, and we all have children. So, you know, most of us have children, so it's a great way to give back, and I'm honored to not only to come in but represent the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Definitely, and that must be just an absolutely tremendous honor. Tell us a little about that, Chris, for our listeners out there.
With the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah, with the whole representing the Pro Football Hall of Fame and all that stuff.
Well, you know, believe it or not, you know, we're kind of like the second child to, you know, the NFL. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame, basically, it started out in 1960 or 61, I think it is. There is players and coaches that have played or participated in the National Football League. There's been roughly about a little over 24,000. And out of that 24,000 participants, everyone is eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thus far, there's only been 280 players ever selected, 51 years or 52 years. So it is very, very, as they would say in the South, high cot. You know, there's a process that is done that is, I think it's 38 writers, 40 writers that make that decision. None of the players have a say in it. And it's all based on your career. What was your impact in the National Football League? Can you, you know, if you talk about the National Football League, can you not mention a guy? And if you can't mention him, then there's a good reason why, you know, there's a good chance he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm honored. I've never even considered myself as a legend or a great, you know, player. I thought I was a really good player. But, you know, when you walk in a room and there's a Roger Staubach or there is a, you know, Terry Bradshaw or somebody, Joe Green, you know, guys that you, like, idolize growing up as a kid, it's a humbling experience. I mean, Jim Brown, you know, I haven't been around Jim Brown a lot, but to see him and to see, you know, we're watching film on him when he played and see him today, and it's like, man, what a guy. I mean, how many doors did he knock down for you to get at this position here? So, I mean, it is a who's who, and I take it very seriously when, you know, when I'm not even wearing a yellow jacket, but especially when I put on that yellow jacket and I walk in that I'm representing, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and, you know, I always want to do the best I can do.
Chris, how has your life changed since you were inducted? Tell me some of the things, especially to have that, and then, again, going to the Super Bowl and representing that is such a fantastic thing as well.
Well, I mean, like I said, this is kind of like the NFL's crown jewel, the Super Bowl. The Hall of Famers, and I don't care. You know, you might get a player that walked down the hall or something and someone told their so-and-so. When you put on that jacket, they might not know who you are, but they knew that you were great. And how does it change your life? Your access to things, your access to companies, charities, getting things done, raising money, being a part, because people will pay to be in that room. People will pay just to hear those experiences, you know, to shake your hand, get your picture taken with them. They want to be a part of that. You're not going to get the players who are actually participating in the game because they're getting ready for the game. And anybody else, you know, could and could not make it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But once those guys have those jackets on, you know that you have something special, you know, in your room. And it is a it's a great deal. It's a great honor. And I consider it truly an honor. It's not an ego trip. It's just an honor to be able to represent such a wonderful organization, such a wonderful, you know, group of guys. And you just do the best you can to do that.
Okay, we're talking to this unbelievable event at the Super Bowl. And, Dennis, it's very interesting in a lot of ways when you talk about New Jersey. And now the amount of planning of this and being involved with Melissa and getting all the people for this event, you must be worn out, but it's so excited it's finally coming up soon. Right?
Yes, I'm extremely excited. We're holding on our edges to the chairs every day. You know, it's been a pleasure to feel the excitement of Super Bowl coming to New Jersey and New York. We went through this months and months of preparation, trying to bring out the best NFL players to our event. We have such a great lineup. And, of course, New York is a featured household with Broadway going on. But we in New Jersey just thought that we going to do something really exciting. So with my connections in New Jersey, I wanted to do a huge wine tasting and just bring out the best of NFL. We have Steiner Sports coming out, and we're going to do a silent auction. I have Bob Cramshaw, which is a world-renowned jazz musician. He is the guy that we grew up on. I know me. He was the guy who was the player for Electric Company in Sesame Street. He also played with Ella Fitzgerald. He's done the world-famous song Sidewinder with Lee Morgan. This, you know, it's unbelievable how this thing spent off from just starting off, okay, we're going to just do a small wine tasting, and then it went from the Trot House, and okay, let's do it at the Trot House. Trot House is a four-star restaurant with a Manhattan skyline view. And it's totally incredible.
It seems like it's totally incredible, and I'm more and more getting jealous, Melissa, you're going to be there, and I won't have the opportunity to attend this event. And Carrie, I'm telling you, I'm sure promoting, being part of this promotion, the buzz is unbelievable for this event, isn't it? With the who's who stars being there, the best wine and other drinks, and the red carpet, everything must just be just exciting as can be when you're talking it up, right, Carrie?
Yeah, we're really moving. I mean, we have press ranging from the Huffington Post to the Examiner,
to Asiansa Magazine, which is one of like the biggest Asian women's focused magazines, to Vibe, which focuses with it more on the celebrity hip hop side. Our red carpet is going to be filled with a lot of tastemakers, a lot of people who really influence the culture. So we have like Alisa Maria, who is a designer, and she designs like these $100,000 diamond and python bags. And we have anybody from Kathy Waikili, and we have as well as Heather and Cliff Robinson, who is a retired NBA couple, and just a lot of people who are really now doing things in nonprofit organizations that are similar to Taste of the Best Wine. So, and anybody who's able to stop by on a red carpet, from Jermaine Paul, who was season 2 winner of The Voice and opening up for Alicia Keys, to Damien Escobar, who was a 2-time Emmy Award-winning violinist, is going to be there as well. And just really a lot of notables, and trying to capture that all in press is going to be phenomenal.
Well, it definitely, for the New Jersey, New York area, what a fantastic thing. And Melissa, you've covered other Super Bowls, and you've been part of events at other Super Bowls. What do you feel about this buzz, New Jersey, New York, to get the Super Bowl, and especially this red carpet and the whole thing you're going to be involved with? I know you're enthused as well and fired up, I'm sure.
Well, I think that whole event is on its own very exciting. I think that it's the first time to have the Super Bowl in New York. It got a lot of buzz going. I mean, there is probably no other city in the world. Yes, I'm biased, you know, like New York. And just the fun that's being had between New York and New Jersey, you know, outside of the weather concerns, I think it's just a wonderful venue to have such a great event. And I think that, you know, for all the players, like we were talking before, the Hall of Fame players, the former players, the current players, everybody just kind of comes together to enjoy and build up and to, you know, be with other people that they've played with too. I don't know, Chris, from your experience, one of the things that I've always found amazing is just that whole sense of community and family, whether you played on the same team with somebody or you played against them. Like these types of things, especially Super Bowl and then, you know, later on in draft, just brings so many great people together. And it's wonderful to hear the stories and the firsthand accounts of some of the greatest sports moments and personal moments.
And definitely, and I know, Chris, you want to expound on that. I mean, the fact that this camaraderie you have, this family of getting together every Super Bowl to be with lots of players and to really reminisce about the days and to really talk about and learn about their lives and how things are going and have concern as well. And wearing that jacket, you feel like you're a definite ambassador to the NFL as well.
Absolutely. I tell you what, you know, being retired and being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, there's nothing more gratifying than spending time with teammates, spending time with opponents, and all the alumni brotherhood of the National Football League. You know, you just don't get that opportunity when you're playing to, you know, go to someone's house and, you know, go out and have a drink or go play around the golf. But you have all that, you know, when you're retired. And trust me, I mean, you know, players, there is no air that you have just because one is wearing a yellow jacket versus someone else. If there's anything that is shared, is that we were all part of the same team. We were all, you know, have a certain brotherhood that is tied to us from playing in the National Football League. Now, you know, keep in mind, you know, the NFL's been around a long time. I mean, a long time. I want to say probably 80-something-plus years. But to have that ability, to reach back and see different guys, no matter how long you played, you know, how few games you played in, if you were a star, if you were just a guy who was on the team, we all had to go through the same thing. So that part of this, you know, the Super Bowl is kind of like our big convention. It's kind of like our, you know, like I said earlier, our crown jewel. It's a chance for the New York Giants players to welcome the rest of the league to their city, and the Jets to, you know, and have guys feel that, man, this is a great opportunity to help all of us and be, you know, have this camaraderie together.
And it definitely is needed to be, because specifically you guys have to definitely have that family atmosphere, especially with the challenges that go on, how short the NFL is. And when you have people that you can count on, Chris, especially when you see some of your brethren suffering in certain aspects, in certain situations, you know, hey, I'm here for you. And when you get to hang out and then you hear about a player that's in need based on, you know, being injured or having a tough life, you're there to kind of also be a help for them and an encouragement towards them when you get together, almost like a family reunion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd say, you know, I'm going to see guys there that I haven't seen, you know, 15 years, 20 years since the first time I got into the league. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're all part of that same family. And, you know, we're all part of this one group of players. No matter where you are in the league, they will always join this group. And that's the alumni. Because we're all going to be, you know, at some point in time going to be released or traded or cut or whatever the case may be. But they're going to be an alumni player eventually. So to keep that spirit and that love for each other strong, this is what you got to do. This is what you do.
Absolutely. And now, Dennis, are there still opportunities for our listeners out there, especially close to the New York, New Jersey area, to attend the event and things like that, and ways that they can be involved to help if they aren't able to attend?
There is a website, enenj.com, you can go to, and you can support by donating. And the best thing about our event, that I feel that as far as value, you can go to our event, have a relaxed time, see players, listen to jazz, have a DJ, and you can still taste some of the best wines. As I speak, I just got my shipment of Dom Perignon for the event, and I just cracked a bottle, and I'm sorry, I'm sipping on it while you guys talking. I'm so sorry that the luxury of my job is being the owner of E&E and also the head wine consultant at Wine Academy. I get to taste a lot of product.
But I think we have to do the next interview in person here.
I think we need to get a round table. Yeah.
Well, and when I was hearing also they're talking about, you know, how cold weather Super Bowls, I was hearing that the Rooneys want to have it in Pittsburgh. If that happens, I might be getting to see a lot of you guys soon. And if that ever happens, they were talking about that as a story. So now I want to kind of get the final point of this, Melissa, and the point of for people, almost a call to action to come to this event and what it's going to mean, especially if they've decided they're considering to go during the whole Super Bowl week to be a part of this event. What would you say, Melissa, would be that take home, especially attend the event Dennis is throwing and also the other events you're having? What would you say that say they got to get off their seat and say, hey, I got to be there?
Well, I think the neat thing about this event, it's very classy. You know, as Dennis talked about, there's some fabulous wines and scotches and the jazz. And the fact that you'll get a chance to meet and interact in a great environment with, you know, some celebrities and athletes that you might have watched on TV or watched on TV now. In an environment, it's not, you know, it's not a club, it's not this. It's something that you can actually engage with people. And it's, you know, it's Thursday, so, you know, the week really just starts to kick off. I mean, all of us will be there on Monday. But, you know, it's a great time to start off the, you know, your Super Bowl experience. And if you don't have tickets to the game, it's still a way to be part of it and, you know, meet some great people and give back to the community.
That was fantastic, Melissa. Great way to give them that call to action. So we're going to go to Carrie right now. Carrie, one thing to take home from this opportunity and where our listeners out there can purchase tickets and also donate and be involved in all the activity that's going on in this event.
One thing to take home from this experience would definitely be the opportunity to network with a room full of amazing individuals, and not just individuals who are there for the moment, but individuals who have a history behind them. You have, you know, NFL Hall of Famers. You'll have the best of the best celebrity publicists. You'll have, you know, CEOs of marketing firms, and might shake hands with, you know, your next potential, you know, boss, you know, for that case in networking. Tickets can be purchased through the website, www.enenj.com. You'll see the options on there. There are two different packages, VIP, obviously, and general admission. And it's just really going to be great, honestly, for the price in this area, the way things are so highly and overly priced in New York anyway. What you're getting from the spa rollings to the live entertainment to the meet and greets to the take-home gifts for the price that, you know, the tickets are, is just truly, truly an amazing event. So we're looking forward to it, and we'll see everyone on Thursday.
Well, I hope everyone that's listening says, okay, I'm going to change plans, especially I'm in the East Coast, and I'm going to go out there and do this. And I wish I could, for sure. And Chris, do you have a foundation or something, Chris, that you're promoting right now? Any website for yourself, Chris?
Well, my company is Celebrity Charitable Networks, and you can always find me at Chris Dolman. If you Google me, but CelebrityCharitableNetwork.com is my company. And what we do is basically we raise money for nonprofits. You know, we're not, I'm helping Dennis with this one here. We're not so much doing the fundraising for them, but, I'm just, you know, showing my presence and spending some time there. I'll be there the whole night. So, I mean, I shouldn't say I'm just showing my presence, but, you know, that's what we do. We do it all on an online basis. So everything we do is online. But, you know, if the listeners have, you know, some ideals or, you know, some charities that they need some help with, fundraising, you know, just go to, I can be reached at Chris Dolman at ChrisDolmanProAuctions.com. The company is CelebrityCharitableNetwork.com. And, you know, reach out to us. I'm sure we can help them with something.
Well, Chris, every pit player I have on, and the Hall of Fame pit player, which I love, the NFL Hall of Famer, go ahead and say hail to pit for us. You have to do that.
Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hail to pit.
All right. Hail to
pit. And I will say this here. Even though Pitt's team has not performed as well as they have in the past, I think we're number four in the Pro Football Hall of Fame as players that are inducted. So I want to say we have eight or ten. We're between 8 or 10 players. And, you know, I'm very proud to represent the University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, it's home, man.
All right, hail to Pitt. That's all. I'm biased, but hey, when I was talking to Chrissy, and Chrissy said you have a chance to talk to Chris Dolman, I'm like, oh my gosh! Again, I remember watching you play, and what an amazing experience. So, Melissa, where can we find information on Pro Player Insiders? And then we have to say goodbye. But I wish we could talk for hours. Such a great cast for this event.
Thank you. Well, you can find more information about Pro Player Insiders at ProPlayerInsiders.com. And we have all different events and stories about athletes, current and former, on and off the field, NFL wives, moms, and just an amazing group of people that kind of take us behind the scenes. And then on Twitter, we're at Player Insiders.
All right, and you can find my information at TotalTutor.net, Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook. Thanks again. Enjoy the extravaganza, all the great events at the Super Bowl, and I appreciate talking to all of you, and it was fantastic to talk to you. Carrie, you have a website too, right, to promote your PR
yes.
firm? What is that?
Yeah. www.smallsrelations.com.
Well, I wanted to make sure everyone got their plugs, and it was great talking to you guys, and have a great time at the Super Bowl, and hail to Pitt. Good talking to you guys. All right. You're listening to Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Toll Education Celebrity Show on the Toll Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil S. Haley, Facebook on the Simply G Media Network. You can go to SimplyG.com to find out more information on G.J. Reynolds, the playful and powerful warrior. And I'm really excited to welcome the program. And anyone that gets the opportunity to work with Brad Pitt, how cool is that? And she's a model and much, much more celebrity, Eugenia Kosmina. Eugenia, thanks for calling.
Hi, I'm really happy to be with you today.
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you as well, and I'm sure, especially with everything going on with the Brad Pitt film. But let's go specifically, first of all, a little bit about your background, then we'll get right into the movie.
Well, I'm from Siberia, from Russia, and I think it's a little bit warmer in Pittsburgh, maybe, but it's kind of close, similar weather. And I grew in a really small town. You know, we had nothing, nothing there except cows walking on the streets. So it's a really tiny town. And I grew up, I was training to be a professional ice skater. So it's as far as from the life that I have right now in LA, and it's warm. And it's interesting, you know, how life takes you all these roads. So I grew up there, and then I had an interesting opportunity when I was 14 to kind of dive into modeling, which was really creative and kind of a new world. And I got a chance to travel all around the world, you know, to live in Tokyo and meet incredible people. And it was really eye-opening for me, but I never felt as much at home as in America. I really love this country, and actually I just got my American passport this year, so really excited for that. And kind of fell into movies.
Yeah, how do you go from modeling to movies? Give us how that happened.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, I never kind of thought about it. I never, you know, I didn't have any background in the movies. My dad is a scientist, and my mom is a stay-at-home mom. So I married somebody who lives in L.A., and I came to L.A., and my modeling agent sent me to an audition for this interesting project with Rodrigo Prieto, who directed this short with Elle Fanning. It's called Likeness, and I auditioned for that, and, you know, I felt so much connection to the character, and it was really interesting, such a different experience from modeling, just going in and kind of sharing, you know, everything, whatever happens with you, and kind of being creative with the character. So that's how I started. I did that film, and then some other projects started coming up, and I kind of wanted to explore more what it is, which kind of world it is. So it just happened.
Absolutely. And so then you started doing more and more films then, correct?
Yeah, I started doing films. I did a few TV shows, like New Girl, which was an incredible experience working with Zoe Deschanel, who is amazing, really involved in the process, and just such a great artist. I've been so lucky to work with so many interesting people. I worked on True Blood. I was a fairy there. And, you know, other shows like on Castle at ABC with Stena Katic, and that was incredible. And then I did a film with John Turturro and Woody Allen. John Turturro directed it, and he acted in it. He acted in a scene with me. And it's called Fading Gigolo, and it's a hilarious comedy that's coming out in the U.S. in May this year. And I think I'm really excited for that. You know, I'm really excited for people to see the story, and I was really fortunate to be part of it. It was incredible. You know, it was an incredible experience. And then I just finished the film with Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf and Michael Peña, and David Ayer directed that, who's an incredible director, and that was something very different. It's called Fury, and we just finished doing that. So,
let me back up, because I was watching the Golden Globes and saw, to be in a Woody Allen film, that's pretty cool, especially when they're talking about all these different, they were honoring Woody Allen, all his great films. How did that feel to work with him?
You know, he's pretty special artist. It was his first, I think, kind of role coming back where he acted, you know, through the whole film. He didn't direct it, John directed it, but he acted, and I learned so much just from watching the dailies with him, because he's always himself, but at the same time, he gives so much on the set. He would do the character 10 different ways, would improvise, you know, and I mean, there's no one like him. He's just, you know, this incredible artist to learn from. And it was just really lucky to work and be part of this film. And it's funny, he plays a pimp, and John Turturro plays a fading gigolo. And it's a story about love, you know, about what relationships really are. And you know, how you find love. So it's a romantic comedy and a pretty exciting story.
To get your opportunity to be in a film like that, I'm sure is going to help catapult a lot of things, from learning from Woody, but also the opportunities after that. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, you know, for artists, it's more like you have to connect with the characters. You kind of go and read the scripts and find where you can give something to the characters. So opportunities are always there. But you just have to feel that you're really in the right place and, you know, it's really the project that you believe in.
Again, we're talking to Eugenia Kosmina, celebrity model, about her film work and how she went from model to film. And I know she's still doing modeling because you're never going to give up something that you love as well, but you see that acting is a lot of fun. Let's go specifically enough. Do you think your biggest break is getting the opportunity to be in this Brad Pitt film? Would you think, Eugenia?
I would love to do TV. You know, I'm really into comedy, and this is something new. I do stand-up. I have started doing it for 6 months, and I do it at the Comedy Store and Flappers. And it's just really interesting because, you know, I'm a mom. Also, I have two kids and a stepson, and just combining everything, you know, this full life experience. It's been really interesting to channel it through comedy and through stand-up, and I would love to do more, you know, comedy on TV. I think there's so many interesting stories and so many great writers who work on TV, and I feel it's a great medium to, you know, kind of reach audience and see where it goes. So I would love to explore that area. But then you never know, you know, what happens.
So that would be your big break. But do you feel in your heart that getting the opportunity to do this Brad Pitt film was your biggest break in film? This one coming up that we're going to talk a little bit about?
I think John Turturro and Woody Allen is kind of my thing. It was, I think, working with Brad Pitt, it was a huge production, and it was great to be part of that team. But it's a really guys movie, you know, it's about war, it's about their relationship. So I feel like it was more, you know, their relationships, their characters were written much more like, you know, deep way, which the film required. Rather than in Fading Eagle, I felt like I could really, you know, express and play more some things.
So is about the same role in Brad Pitt's film as Woody Allen, the amount of lines and the how you were casted? Is that correct? Like how you...
No, it's very different. I mean, you know, I play the girl of the oldest profession in Fading Gigolo, which was really fun. And I compete with John Turturro for the clients. You know, I don't know that he's in the same profession as me. So that was like, I don't know, it was an interesting character. And in Fury, I play a refugee. And you know, it's about World War II, and there are not a lot of women, usually women during the war. It was, you know, they stayed home, or the character is very, very different. So it was completely different experience.
Okay, cool. So, again, you look at two big people in Hollywood. You look at Woody Allen, then Brad Pitt. What do you think will come up next? I know you want the comedy thing and TV, but getting these two opportunities and two very different roles, for sure. So you went from Woody's role to Brad's. When is Brad's movie going to be released that you were in? When does that come out?
You know, they just finished shooting a few weeks ago, and I think it will be released next year. And it's an incredible story. It's so deep. I think it deserves a lot of, you know, attention for people to see. I think the character is written so interestingly. And Brad was incredible. Just, you know, it's interesting to watch how people are, no matter how many things they've done, they're still so present on set with everybody and the director. And you can see how much he gave to the film and how much he was in the role. And just being on set and watching that it was incredible. So I think it's coming out next year, and it will be surprising to see, you know, different kind of characteristic of Brad and, you know, other characters in this movie.
Any other projects right now, currently, Eugenia, that you want to promote on the show?
I'm working on some comedy writing right now, and I'm reading the scripts, and I will confirm another project really soon, but it's not confirmed. So right now I'm just working on my comedy writing, and my next show will be in 2 weeks for the comedy store. So if anyone is in LA, I would love to see them.
Okay, fantastic. And we'll make sure when we tweet it out, you can tweet me back about specifically the Comedy Store gig as well. So, Eugenia, where can we find information on you and learn more about you and so that people can follow you